You are listening to 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair, and I'd like to welcome you to another edition of Issues of the Environment. It's our regular Wednesday get-together. We thought it might be a good time to catch up with the Sierra Club, the Huron Valley Group. Dan Ezekiel is the new group chair for the Sierra Club's Huron Valley Group. And Dan, thank you so much for coming in and taking some time with us today.
It's great to be here, David.
As I mentioned, you are newly elected, and there is new leadership. Why don't you explain exactly how it is you got yourself involved to begin with?
David, I'm a Ann Arbor boy. I've lived here since I was 8. I'm a retired earth science teacher with the Ann Arbor Public Schools, and I've been an environmentalist my whole life. My dad took me out in the woods when I was young, and I guess I got the bug. Long ago in the 70s, I helped start Recycle Ann Arbor. I've been on the Ann Arbor Greenbelt Advisory Commission, and I'm currently on the Washtenaw County Parks and Rec Commission. So I had not been involved in any kind of governance in the Sierra Club, but when I retired, I thought, you know, this is a great opportunity for me to give back and maybe do something for my grandkids.
But at any point in that thought process, did you think you would end up being chair of the group?
You know, I have to say, when I decided to run for the executive committee, I did not anticipate in any way that I would be becoming chair. It's kind of a surprise to me, just as it was to everybody else. But when it became evident and when it was offered, I thought, well, that's a good opportunity. I'm gonna give that my best shot.
Why don't you kind of give us an idea of what you see the mission of the Sierra Club in our area?
Oh, I'm glad you asked me that. The Sierra Club is the oldest and the largest environmental advocacy group in our country. It has 3 million plus members. It was founded in 1892 by John Muir.
Just about my age.
The famous conservationist. And our motto is to explore, enjoy, and protect the planet. So we kind of run on two tracks. The explore and enjoy part is through our outings program and our hikes and our service projects. And then the protect the planet is our advocacy work and our political work.
Over the years and up until this point and under the new leadership, how have we seen the tangible difference made by the local group of the Sierra Club?
First of all, the local group is part of the State of Michigan chapter, and the State of Michigan chapter has been a very effective grassroots advocate, keeping pure Michigan waters pure. We're one of the leading groups that advocates against Line 5 and wants to get Line 5 out of the Straits now. Locally, we've been one of the leaders on advocating about the Gelman dioxane plume and also learning about PFAS, which is obviously an emerging new issue all through our area.
And is likely to become one of the more dominant issues of our time.
Yes. By the way, the Huron Valley Group represents Washtenaw County, Monroe County, and Lenawee County, and we have about 3,000 plus members in our particular little group.
Issues of the Environment continues on 89.1 WEMU, and we're talking with Dan Ezekiel. Dan is the new chair for the Huron Valley Group of the Sierra Club. The transition into a new leadership group has gone so well. How has that been working?
Thank you for asking that. It's been working great, and I would like to give a shout out to the previous leadership because of the gracious way that they have helped us to get our feet on the ground. So my predecessor, Nancy Schiffler, has been so gracious. She is always there to answer questions for me. She comes to every meeting. She sits by me. I ask her, what do we do about this? What do we do about this? And she knows the answer. She led the group for more than a decade. Rita Mitchell, who's carried over from the old leadership to the new leadership, likewise. So helpful. And then we have Ann Wywoody, who's the state chair, the chair of the State Sierra Club chapter. She's always there for me to answer my questions. I email her and call her all the time to ask her, what do I do about this? What do I do about that? I'm learning the ropes, and the old leadership has been so helpful.
One of the perhaps misperceptions in the community at large is that this group of the Sierra Club is an Ann Arbor group. And you already mentioned that it represents Washtenaw, Lenawee, and Monroe counties. With the new leadership, how do you plan to expand further out and kind of change that perception and become more inclusive to those who have not felt involved to this point?
That's our very top priority. We want to become more representative of our entire service area. And it's true that we've been mostly Ann Arbor, mostly older, mostly white, mostly middle class and affluent. individuals, and that's not the entire demographic of our service area, and we want to be much more reflective. So one thing that we've been doing is we've been meeting with peer environmental groups, elected leaders, and other opinion leaders here in Eastern Washtenaw. We have had some wonderful meetings. Brenda McKinney, the treasurer of Superior Township, has just been an outstanding helper in getting that organized. And Ricky Jefferson, county commissioner from here in Ipsy, and many others have been coming to our meetings and just exchanging ideas with us about how can Huron Valley Group be more of a presence in Eastern Washtenaw. We're going to do the same in Western Washtenaw. We're going to do the same in the out counties. And just really get a dialogue started and remind them that we're here for them.
As these dialogues have begun, I know you can't speak to what they took away from it, but what did you take away from it?
First off, everybody has the same environmental issues. And around here, an awful lot of it is about water. And PFAS is a problem in Ann Arbor, and it's a problem in Ipsy. And so many people at the meetings with the East Washtenaw opinion leaders mourned the inability to eat the fish from the river. And people said, this is our culture. This is what we do. Actually, the National Sierra Club has what's called the Environmental Justice Action Group. This is a big initiative within our whole national club, because we know that people of color, people with limited incomes, bear the brunt of environmental issues. It may be that environmental advocacy groups such as ours have had a primarily well-off membership, but it's actually people who don't have that kind of leverage who pay the price for these problems. So we really want to make that alliance very strong and very real.
So in the immediate future, the idea is to create a greater coalition, more widespread, and to start tackling these issues of environmental, some call it environmental justice, I call it environmental injustice. But fact of the matter is, where is that going to lead you as we head down the road and we start deciding who is going to take us forward and address and remediate these issues?
You know, you've put your finger on what I think is the biggest issue of all. Next year, we need to grapple with what I think is the existential issue of our generation and of our time. And we need to make sure that all kinds of progressive groups and environmental groups band together and work together and learn from one another and help each other to make sure that an environmentally oriented presidential candidate carries Michigan, and that we elect an environmentally oriented majority in our state legislature. So next year, it's going to be all hands on deck. But David, there's something in common between the Sierra Club and public radio, and that is we have a lot of members, and a lot of our members, for whatever reason, their priorities, their busy lives, haven't always been active. Just like you have so many people who listen to WEMU but don't donate. We have members who contribute their dues but don't come out to the meetings and don't participate in our activities. We need you this year, and especially next year. It's all hands on deck.
You made a call for progressives, and some are going to see that as only one party, that being the Democratic Party, as we head into the elections. The health of the environment is the most important thing, and that is not party exclusive. So how does the Sierra Club become more inclusionary so that people who have similar minds about the environment, regardless of party affiliation, want to get invested?
What you said is absolutely correct. The Sierra Club is a nonpartisan group. We don't identify with either party. We operate on two levels. We are a 501c3, which is a charitable group. That's our foundation, and that's, you know, education and so forth. And we're also a 501c4, which is an advocacy group. And as an advocacy group, we can endorse political candidates. We don't endorse by party. We endorse by environmental stands and environmental issues and ask questions and inform the public about where the candidates stand on environmental issues. The word conservation and the word conservative go together. So when I said progressive, I didn't mean not conservative. William Milliken was one of the greatest environmental leaders this state has ever had. He was a Republican governor, obviously Theodore Roosevelt and so on, who was a good friend of John Muir, the founder of the Sierra
right.
Club. So I don't want to leave anybody off. Anybody that cares about the environment, please join us.
Thank you for the time, Dan.
All right.
Dan Ezekiel is chair for the Huron Valley Group of the Sierra Club. Issues of the Environment is a regular part of our Wednesdays on WEMU. It's produced in partnership with the Office of the Washtenaw County Water Resources Commissioner. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti.